Welcome back to the final part of this week's Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. I'm going to answer some of your tech questions in just a quick second. But before we get to that, next weekend, a wonderful event is taking place in Dublin, and it is aimed at those looking to get their tech questions answered, particularly if you have a device and you don't know how to use it to its full capacity, or maybe you have something that's a bit particular, a bit niche, and you're looking for some guidance. And all of this is in aid of a wonderful cause. Colin Baker of Back from the Future is the man putting it all together. Colin, it's great to chat with you. Tell me a little bit about what this is.
We're hosting an event on the 2nd of August in the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary, where I'll be presenting, and helping people and guiding people through the quagmire of technology. A lot of people are excluded to some extent, frustrated and even traumatized by tech, by security problems, by hacks, by not being able to print something. We've all seen tears and strain and anxiety over technology. And what we'll be doing is going through your phone, your favorite apps, how you handle photos and documents, various apps and free services you can use that are very easy to use to make your life that little bit easier. We'll be looking at staying secure online, better ways to remember and store your passwords. So there's a lot there. We'll have a lunch, kind of coffees and teas and biscuits on arrival. And it's on a Saturday from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. We'll also have a goodie bag, which will contain various gadgets and gizmos. And we'll also have one-to-one sessions in the afternoon. So after the lunch, the idea is, armed with their new knowledge, they will have their own devices with them, and they'll have their own individual, possibly confidential issues and problems that crop up, and they'll have one-to-one sessions with me and my team. So it'll be a very kind of worthwhile, very enjoyable, very entertaining, and very educational day.
And you mentioned there that the proceeds from the day are going to a very good cause. Tell me a little bit about that.
That is a cause very close to my heart. My mother passed away in Blackrock Hospice last year. And I've been through various means raising money, from flying around the country, from running a concert in the National Concert Hall, and this time around from educating people on technology. So it's kind of the cause itself. A lot of people don't realize what a hospice is. Well, I realized what it was intellectually, but I didn't fully realize who they are as people, and what the services and the value of the services they provide to the community and to people at their most vulnerable times, and families at their most vulnerable times, until I experienced it myself. And I don't want to be brought to tears, but what they do is in my mind, one of the most powerful things you can do for someone else.
Yeah.
And for that reason, I want to support them to the highest of my ability. And in doing so, you can also enjoy it and give back to the community, and help other people along their journey through life. And my own little corner of the world is technology, as you know. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, no, it makes absolute perfect sense. The course or the day is called Building Confidence with Technology. So who should be going along?
Look, some people would say it's all for older people. And to some extent, yes, older people tend to be more often excluded from technology. And the people that they ask to help tend to maybe use jargon that they don't understand. And they just end up being fearful of it and not trying it. And so it is geared towards the older audience. But look, there's lots of people your age and my age, Jess, I'm sure you'll agree, that also grapple with technology and find it a real struggle, and to stay safe online, to use their phone and their email and their productivity apps effectively, their calendar, even simple things like how people handle email. Mm-hmm. That was never taught to us as such, but there are various mechanisms and techniques that are simple that make that whole life of handling email a hell of a lot easier. And I've spoken to friends in technology who didn't know some of the hacks that I'll be showing them. So there's a lot there for everybody, but yes, it tends to be geared towards people who have an interest and curiosity in it, but they have struggled with it. And yes, that tends to be the older audience.
Brilliant stuff. Well, look, if people want to come along on the day or even find out more information, where can they go?
My Instagram is the best location for it, which is Gadget Guy Colin, or the website for the company is backfromthefuture.ie, and it'll be on there as well, right on the front page. And there's an event booking link there. It's €200 for the day. That does include the goodie bag, the one-to-one. It includes the lunch, quite a nice lunch in the Royal Marine there. And they booked us a really nice room overlooking the harbour. So it's going to be a really enjoyable and informative experience for everybody.
Great stuff. All of that information is available in the podcast description. If you go to the Go Light app, search for Tech Talk, you will find it there. We only have time for one quick question. And this week it is Simon who says, "Hi, Jess, heading off to Australia for 3 weeks, looking for eSIM recommendations. Any advice would be great." Okay, so this is the one that I always recommend. It's the one that I use myself when I'm traveling. And that is GoMo World. It's very simple, it's very affordable, and it just gives you that peace of mind. So what you do is you download the GoMo World app, you select where you're going, you select how much data you want, and you pay for it. Then when you get to the country, so when you get to Australia, you will enable it. And then what I always recommend is go into your settings and turn off your mobile data for your Irish number. It is super simple. You'll get the full functionality of your phone and save yourself a horrific roaming bill. So again, it's the GoMo World app. So I hope that helps. If you've any questions for me, as always, techtalk@newstalk.com is the email address. I'm going to be back with Shane on Monday's News Talk Breakfast. But in the meantime, have a great weekend.